Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a subject called The Forming of Godly Character. We're doing part four from a nine-part series, and we're doing the topic called 8 Steps to the Process of Developing Character or Godly Character, and we're doing point three, Your Thinking Produces Feelings and Emotions. In this 8 Steps to the Process of Developing Character or Godly Character, we dealt with point one, the Word of God. Whatever you start with the Word of God. Point two, the Word of God produces your thinking. And we're doing part three today. Your thinking produces feelings and emotions. Emotions are feelings on the inside of a person caused by pain or pleasure, and they are designed to move that person in a direction to or from their destination in God or Satan. How you handle your emotions will determine if you experience the blessing or the curse in your life. What does that mean? It means that if you're emotionally controlled, you'll miss the blessing and you'll most likely go into the direction of the curse, which means trouble. Take charge of your emotions before they take charge of you and bring you into trouble. Do not be ruled by your emotions. For an example, depression. Reading from the scripture, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we were, yet without sin. This scripture is saying Jesus Christ, who is our high priest, he was tempted in all points as we are tested, but he did not sin. This is saying that Jesus was not ruled by his emotions or his feelings. Even though he had emotions and feelings, he did not let these emotions and feelings make him or put him into a position to make a wrong decision or to walk in sin. Reading from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 34. Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took Peter, James, and John with him and began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. He went a little further and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but you will. We see in this scripture, Jesus went forward and did what God said to do, and he kept on praying. Even though the scripture said that Jesus was sorrowful unto death, he was not led by his emotions and his feelings. He was led by what God wanted, and he did what God wanted. Another way to say it is Jesus was not led into making a decision based on his emotions and his feelings. He made a decision on the Word of God and what God wanted. Let us talk about depression, for example. Depression is a result of external pressure getting on the inside of our heart and weighing it down. The feelings of depression come from thinking thoughts that weigh you down. You have to change the way you think in order to change the way you feel. How to get out of it? First point, guard your heart. Do not be troubled. Believe God what God says in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23. Point two, speak to your problem, the mountain, and not about the problem. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 26. If something is missing in your life, ask for it. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. Receive what you ask for by faith, and the joy will come. Again, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. It's very important in this part that our thinking to know and understand that our thinking produces our feelings and our emotions. It is very important that we do not make decisions based on feelings and emotions, but we make our decisions based on the Word of God. Our emotions and feelings are not to control us. I hope you've enjoyed today, part three on your thinking produces your feelings and your emotions. Stay with me for part five coming up. Part five, we're dealing with step number four, called Your Emotions Produce Your Decisions. Thank you and God bless.